Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I don't want to waste any time. I'm putting on my cheat. I can't see squat.
I hear you. Me too.
But I have contact lenses, and now I need glasses on top of it.
Oh, that's not good.
It's officially an old bird. Eric Semmel, Tab Computers, Computer Talk with Tab, Saturdays 9 to 11 right here on WTIC News Talk 1080. This is Tech Tuesday. I want to whip through some things, then I want to get to products. I do think we should do products.
I know. I figured you might like some of that.
It's such low-hanging fruit. but this CrowdStrike thing, so Delta blames.
Yeah. Delta blames CrowdStrike, as they should.
Right, and CrowdStrike says...
You guys shouldn't be suing us. You should have called and we were going to help you, and you refused our help. Now, why would you call CrowdStrike for help after they just brought 40,000 servers down? Yeah, I want your guys touching my stuff. But of course, they're going to make some sort of point whereby, you know, hey, Delta, we could have helped you. Maybe you could have gotten up faster. And of course, they make some good points, too, in this article over at the Register, just talking about the fact that clearly their disaster recovery planning was awful, right? I mean... Nobody sat in the boardroom and said, hey, CTO there, what do you think it would take to get 40,000 servers up if they all went down? Nobody asked that question. And there's too many boardrooms these days that are not asking those questions. You want to know why? Because they have no idea how IT works.
So I guess what I want to ask is, and I think there's another piece that you sent that related to this a little bit. Are we questioning cloud as the answer to our future storage issues?
Well, it's not storage issues. You know, the idea of Atlassian is considering not having that cloud-first approach anymore. And I would contend that with all the cloud outages we've seen, the case of, you know, Delta and 40,000 servers, those were their on-prem servers. Or they could have been in a cloud somewhere. But the idea of cloud is that you go ahead and put your stuff in the cloud and have somebody else manage it. And if you remember CDK with the 15,000 dealerships, they couldn't do anything because that CDK cloud went down. Atlassian is kind of saying, you know what? We're going to stop pushing that so hard and let our enterprises decide maybe hybrid environment.
If you back up the cloud, then it's not really doing the cloud.
Well, the cloud is somebody else's servers, Brian. That's the biggest... The biggest confusion of the cloud is instead of having your own servers and controlling your own destiny, you rent them from somebody else. And basically, when you put them in somebody else's hands, what are you going to do when they go down?
But can't you just, I mean, again, like, I don't understand all this crap, but like, so when you put something out there in the ether, it's somebody else's.
It's somebody else's servers. It's the opposite of ether. It's physical buildings with hardware.
So it's not
there.
The cloud isn't really the cloud then.
If you listen to how the vice president talks about it, it is exactly not how she describes it. It is actually somebody else's servers that you're renting, and the cloud is just how we used to indicate it when we wrote it on a flowchart.
So cloud is just a different way to be able to share stuff.
Yeah. Somebody else's servers.
Essentially.
You're renting somebody else's servers.
We're talking with Eric Semmel from Tab Computers. Of course, Computer Talk with Tab 9 to 11 on Saturdays here on WTIC News Talk 1080. So the sell-off the other day.
Yeah.
There was a lot of problems.
Yeah.
And some, you know, everyone's into, whether it's Robinhood or Acorns or
Vanguard.
There was a lot of folks couldn't access their stuff, and it made a lot of people pretty angry.
It made them nervous. And this is, again, my contention, again, how these IT systems work. On a beautiful day with no big issues, you go ahead and make a transaction. But when stuff really happens and you actually decide you want to freak out and sell your positions, you should be able to.
Yeah.
And when you can't, it makes you even more crazy. You freak out even more. Wow, everyone's selling their positions. I really want to sell my positions. Let's get out. And when these cloud-based applications, the idea of the cloud, Brian, is that it's supposed to have elasticity. It's supposed to allow for additional compute, additional RAM, additional processing power when the demand hits. And guess what? It never works. How many examples do we need to show that this technology clearly is not ready for prime time?
So who had problems? Are there specific companies?
Vanguard, Schwab, Robinhood, all of them did. If you wanted to get out of your positions because of whatever reason you wanted to get out of your positions, you couldn't do it for a period of time, and that just exacerbates the problem. Why can't I do it? It's like a run in the bank when you're standing there and they won't let you take the money out.
Yeah, and especially if you actually want to make it, if you want to check your stuff, that's one thing. If you want to actually execute something, it's entirely different.
And they couldn't do either. Where am I standing? How am I? What's going on?
And the consumer has no recourse. I mean, there's nothing you can.
Well, that's the thing, right? We have all these government agencies and all these rules and all these requirements, and nobody actually enforces anything. So I don't know what's going to happen, but maybe we need another federal agency. I'm just kidding.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Please don't do that.
I'm a libertarian.
I mean, I'm not a libertarian, but I don't want any more government agencies. Yeah.
Well, I guess our food needs a new one, too, I hear.
But I mean, there's going to be a new agency just dedicated to deli meat. We're talking with Eric Semmel from Tab Computer here on Brian & Company. You know, I guess it is frightening to think that when these things happen, you can't access that stuff. But I mean, are they going to change things? Because you would hope that they would learn from this.
Oh my gosh, this is like the umpteenth time it's happened.
So nothing's going to change.
Nothing's going to change. Okay. And again,
keep
sticking it in the cloud and not serving your customers. Eventually, we're going to decide to go elsewhere. But where else are we going to go?
Let's get to the product stuff.
Yeah.
So I like gadgety stuff. And the first thing. When it came to, we'll start with the one that is a little bit more mainstream. The second one isn't as mainstream, but the first thing I thought, I was like, would my wife like this, right?
Yeah.
But then I'm like, I don't know. And then because it's basically a plug-in, it's a solar hat.
Right.
It's a solar hat charger.
Exactly.
So if you're in the sun, you don't need the charger's fully charging because it's getting the sun,
right?
But you still have to plug in your phone with a wire, which is where it kind of lost me.
Right. So this is this new EcoFlow power hat. And the only reason I looked at it is because I have a sister-in-law who's getting married, and she's a little bit of a bridezilla, and we all have to wear hats. And I told my wife, I want to wear one of these.
Nice.
To the wedding. And so basically you can put this hat on your head and it'll charge your stuff. Now, of course, I don't know about you, but I don't want any kind of battery on my head. You've seen what lithium ion does. I mean, if this is a hat charging a little battery inside itself that then can take the juice off of your phone there.
That's a lot of energy flowing through and around your brain.
It doesn't seem like the smartest thing to do. But there will be people who jump on this $129 power hat. So we'll see what happens.
But you got to plug it. There's like a USB port in the hat.
Right. So you can keep your music rolling all day long in the sun, and the hat's charging the phone.
Now, if it was a mobile, I think the real hat to get is like a mobile Wi-Fi hat.
Okay.
No radio waves
there, Brian?
No, I don't know. I don't know. So I'm a hard pass on the hat.
I think I gotta tell you that.
The other one was really kind of interesting. I didn't totally understand it, but it's a piece of jewelry. It's a pendant.
Yeah.
That is also artificial intelligence. And what, it talks to you?
Yeah, it talks to you through your texting. So this is a creepy AI pendant, and I'll agree with Lifehacker on this actual headline. A creepy AI pendant that wants to be your friend. When Siri first came out, there were people who actually, you know, there was a movie about it where some guy fell in love with Siri, right?
Well, with Joaquin Phoenix, that movie?
I think
movie?
So, yeah.
Yeah. First of all, Siri, I have to tell you, isn't very smart.
No.
See, I don't want to say Siri sucks, but she kind of does.
Yeah, I wouldn't use Siri either.
Okay, thank you.
But yeah, so this little pendant can listen to everything you're doing. And
then it texts you messages?
Yeah, so whatever you're talking about, again, this is your friend because you have no friends, literally is to help the loneliness issue. So maybe our senator can work on that because he's working on loneliness.
Create some sort of inner outer dialogue with your jewelry.
Exactly. So you're talking to yourself, but it's okay because you're actually talking to this AI pendant that's listening, and then we'll text you back. So they're making that mainstream.
And I think it'd be cool if it actually talked back.
Well, of course, you can turn your text into audio if you want to.
Oh, that's true.
So you could have, you know, turn it into like Morgan Freeman talking back to you as your friend. Maybe you'd feel better. I don't know.
And this is for sale.
Of course. Well, it's supposed to, it's a brand new thing. It's going to be like $99. There's a Wired story about it. So it is real. People are going to do it, and it's called Friend. So I don't know. It's dystopian as anything I can think of to have a little pendant around your neck that's going to be your friend. And listen to whatever interactions. Imagine you have a conversation and you walk away and the little pendant says, man, that person was a whatever. It just starts talking to you about whatever your conversation was. I mean, it can get weird, I bet. I don't know what's going to happen.
I wouldn't mind sampling it. anything else, just real quick, anything else on the show that's been coming up with your callers that's worth noting?
Nothing really specific with the callers. I mean, what's going to start happening is the questions about back-to-school equipment, right? What type of laptop did you get? And where do you get it? FSB had a little segment they did with me yesterday to talk about that. That'll be on Wednesday. So that might be something that's coming on. But other than that, it's just a normal IT problem.
Channel 3 is doing a lot of back to school stuff. Yeah. Like, they're just blowing it out. Is there a computer? Like, is it okay to go off the Apple, island?
If you like Apple, stick with Apple. I like the HP Envy line of computers for my kids. They lasted really a long time for all three of them, and they're all still running many years after they're through college. So that HP Envy line is great. The idea is they'll get it through the school if you're going to college, so you get maybe some support with it, because that would be helpful.
You never know when stuff's going to go south.
Yeah.
Eric, great stuff as always. It's good to see you. Eric Semmel from Tab Computer. Again, Computer Talk with Tab. I mean, there's no dumb questions on that show. He'll answer anything. We'll 9 to 11 a.m. on a Saturday morning.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
And of course, Tech Tuesdays here on Brian and Company.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.